It's a crisp afternoon at this Christmas tree lot in Ann Arbor, Michigan. That generator you hear is powering the electric saws. The guys trim up the base of the tree so that it'll fit your tree stand. Their hands are blackened with sap and dirt from handling the hundreds of trees that came off flatbed trucks. They take the bundled trees, open them up, and stick them onto stands. They've created a makeshift forest in the middle of this strip mall parking lot. Customers wander through the forest, searching for the perfect tree.
Put you in the hands of Ben right here. He's going for salesman of the day. He's got a long way to go.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. He's a good guy.
Duke Wagatha runs the tree lot. He appears each year from North Michigan to sell his trees.
We get here the weekend before Thanksgiving. It takes us probably about a week or 5 days to set up, and with the idea of opening the day after Thanksgiving. We like to let folks get one holiday out of the way, and then we start on the next. Hello, folks.
He calls his business Flat Snoots Trees. You couldn't tell from looking at his face now, but he calls it Flat Snoots to make light of a broken nose he suffered in high school. Duke seems to be a hard-working, free spirit. His coveralls are all tarnished with pine needles and sap, and when he moves, you hear ringing from the bells on his hat. He moves between the trees in his parking lot forest, telling his customers jokes and filling their heads with visions of Scotch pine, Fraser firs, and blue spruce. Margaret Yanka has been buying trees from Duke for more than 6 years.
He just makes it really personable. And there was one year it was really kind of warm. He had his Hawaiian shirt on and his straw hat, and he was out here partying away. And I'm like, whoa, you know, but it's fun to come just to run and, you know, talk to him. And they're really helpful.
While they're in Ann Arbor, Duke and his crew live in a 1950s vintage trailer. Its paint is faded, but Duke spruces it up for the holidays with wreaths and pine boughs. And when you step inside, the old lamps and rustic furniture make it seem as if you've stepped back in time.
Ooh, this feels better than you, doesn't it? I need a good excuse to get in here.
The trailer also doubles as his office. Customers pay for their trees in here, and on occasion they'll have a complimentary nip of what Duke calls his bad schnapps. And the kids might be offered coupons for free hot chocolate. Duke is from Miesick, a small rural town in northern Michigan. Christmas tree farming is big business in Michigan. The state is second only to Oregon in the number of acres that are in Christmas tree production. Duke, however, calls himself a small-time grower. He's a carpenter by trade, but his work tends to dry up in the long winter months.
It's not enough to make a living for me and my family year-round, but it's a good extra source of income. And winters are tough up there, so if you make a little bit extra money, winters are tough and expensive. Living in the country, you know, like anybody, you got propane bills and all that, and it's a little colder up there. So to make a little bit of money going into winter is pretty nice.
A lot of work went into growing the trees that are now on his lot. Each summer, workers plod through the rows and rows of trees, swinging razor-sharp machetes. They trim each tree to give them that classic, symmetrical Christmas tree shape. And after about 10 years, the trees are ready for harvest. They're cut, they're run through a baling machine, and they're loaded onto trucks and shipped down to the lots.
Forever, you could make this your St. Paddy's Day tree.
Even though there's a jovial atmosphere on the lot, there's also a sense of urgency. After all, Duke has only a few weeks to sell trees that in many cases have taken more than 10 years to grow.
Scotch pine here. We've got a few more scotch pine here. Now, come this way. We're going to get.
And while selling the trees is an important part of Duke's income, he gets something else out of it. He really likes people, and he enjoys making connections with them, whether it's getting them to laugh or just simply helping them buy a tree.
Sometimes you get some grumpy folks coming in, and it's usually just because they're overwhelmed with shopping. It's cold out. They didn't wear the long under whatever, but we can usually get them turned around. You know, we have a little fun with them, you know, and like I say, if we got to bring them the trailer and have a shot of bad schnapps with them, hey, that's fine too.
It's closing time at the tree lot. The workers are headed for a warmer space. Right now, Duke's trailer is filled with his relatives and friends.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Matter of fact,
Duke will continue to sell his trees right up until Christmas Eve. Then he'll drive home to spend a few days with his family before he comes back to tear the lot down.
It's kind of like the circus coming to town. You build up your tree lot. You almost build like, well, I wouldn't say a village, but a little spot where there was nothing, just, you know, an asphalt parking lot. And when we leave, there's nothing left. We sweep her up and go. So, it's, you know, it's almost like a mirage. Were those guys really here? Yeah, they were.
And so they spring to their trucks and drive out of sight, knowing they've helped make the season merry night after night. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mark Brush.